This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, undoubtedly, sometime in your past, you've seen a cartoon that shows a man wearing a placard walking down a street with the words on it, "The end is near. The end is near. Prepare to meet God." And we tend to look askance at people like that, saying, well, they're crazy talking about the end of the world coming. Yet the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5 says that the Lord will return like a thief in the night. He speaks of the reality of the Lord's return. Let's continue that message we began on Monday on Cross Hope.
Some of you come from a Catholic background and will remember a name, John Henry Newman. John Henry Newman started his ministry career as an Anglican priest in the Church of England, but then converted to Catholicism, and then 20 or 30 years was ordained as a Catholic priest, and then went on to become a cardinal in the Catholic Church. He wrote one of the most profound things about history, the scope of history, that I've ever read. And he said this, and I'm paraphrasing. He said, all of history was marching forward to the birth of Christ. And then, as Paul said in Galatians, in the fullness of time, just at the right time, Jesus was born into the world, just at the right moment in history. And then John Henry Newman would say this, then after Christ came, history again, once again, has started that marching toward the next coming of Christ. And everything's pointing the way to the return of the Messiah. And you look around and you read prophecy in the book of Revelation and Daniel and other books of the Bible, and you have a sense that the Lord is going to return. That's how we should live, in anticipation of his return, not in obsession over a date or a time or a season, but knowing that he is coming back. Look at verse 4, but you, brothers, are not in the darkness, so this day should not surprise you like a thief. You are sons of light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. Light is always associated with righteousness in Scripture. Darkness is always associated with sin. Usually it's a metaphor for sin. And what does Paul tell us not to do? Verse 6, so then let us not be like the others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled. For those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who get drunk, get drunk at night. Don't raise your hands, but I had several people at the first two services tell me that years ago they had problems with sleepwalking. It's more common in children than it is in adults. Some people begin sleepwalking and then till their high school years or their college years. What is sleepwalking? Well, medically it's defined as a sleep disorder that causes people to get up and walk while sleeping. Episodes of sleepwalking typically occur when a person is in deep stages of sleep. The sleepwalker is unable to respond during the event and does not remember sleepwalking. In some cases, sleepwalking is associated with incoherent talking. Sleepwalking occurs most commonly in childhood but can last into adulthood. Heard some fascinating stories. Maybe you can tell me your story, but someone said they got up and would move furniture. And that's how they knew they'd been sleepwalking the night before. The furniture was moved in the living room. They did it. One person said they walked to work, you know, and had their work clothes on and woke up on the way to work, just walking to their job at 3 in the morning. People do strange things in sleepwalking. I'm talking about something far more serious than that. People in your family and extended family, people you go to school with, people you work with who are sleepwalking through life spiritually, no awareness that there's judgment, no awareness of the day of the Lord, no awareness of accountability, no awareness that there is the Christ who came is the Christ who's coming back, and that is what I call spiritual sleepwalking. You know people, and it may describe you in your past life.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.